some new idea and switch it up a little bit.
And you try sending me an email, too, because sometimes this stuff sort of gets dumped in my lap along the way, or I know we've got some trailers that we're pulling bits and pieces out of. I'm not sure if there's something that's going to suit that, but, you know, a picture and the quantity and whatnot, you can certainly send it along to me.
What's a good email address for you?
Colin at ColinHydeTrailerRestorations.com, which you can find, there's a link on my website.
Okay, cool. All right, thanks again. So let's got a voicemail here, and it looks like it's from James from, I think, Alaska.
Alaska.
Let's see if
we have listeners in Alaska.
Apparently. Let's see if this will play for us. We've been having trouble. Okay. Go ahead and play anytime. Okay. It's not going to play.
Maybe it's frozen.
I know, right? Let me try clicking on this while I vamp a little bit.
The last thing we need is dead air.
I know.
At least that's what I'm told is a radio term. Now that we are professionals.
Oh, my goodness. We actually downloaded it to play in iTunes.
Hey, Tim and Colin. This is James from Seward, Alaska. I just bought a 79 Accela 500 about a year ago. It has the Accelavac disc brake system on it. I just got new axles from Dexter. I put them on. I got 12-inch hydraulic disc brakes. I put the new axles on. Everything went smoothly. And then when I went to put the wheels on, the wheels, the 15-inch wheels, don't fit on the 12-inch brakes. The disc caliper gets in the way. So I'm just curious if you guys have run into this before, or if you have any options or ideas for getting those wheels back on there. I looked at the three options that I can see are get smaller disc brakes, which would be kind of a hassle to try, and I guess I would have to try and call Dexter or something. The other option is to put wheel spacers on there or hub spacers to try and get the wheels off of the hubs a little further. Or the third option that I read online is some people actually grind metal off of their brake calipers to kind of make room in there, which sounds pretty iffy. So I'm just curious if you guys have run into this or if you have any options or ideas. Thanks for everything. Bye.
All right, thanks. That was weird. Downloaded and played it in iTunes, whatever. Did you get that? So he's got, I think he said 79 Accela, and the wheels aren't fitting after his brakes. What do you get, new axles?
Well, I guess the first question I have is, obviously they're the large brakes. It's got the heavier duty axle, and he's got the old vacuum over hydraulic system, which is dinosaur and obsolete at this point. Mm. So I'm not sure what he's doing to actually activate those disc brakes, because typically nowadays what you would use is an electric over hydraulic actuator, and so that was just an electric signal telling the pump to turn on and for how long. But anyway, that's only part of his issue, and maybe you've solved all that end of it. Normally what we do on these systems that are like that, we take that off and throw it away, and we put on axles with electric brakes and make it like 99% of the rest of the stuff on the planet in terms of trailers. Now, granted, I know the disc brakes can be great, but they're obviously running into problems. Certainly when I was involved in the amateur car racing world, it was not uncommon to grind the calipers to make the wheels fit, because we had all kinds of fitment issues because we were doing crazy things with brakes and crazy things with wheels and da-da-da. But he's right. You know, you really got to watch what's going on there, because the last thing you want to do is grind through something. That's one scenario. The other thing that you can do, and it really depends if you've got new wheels and tires lately, but you could go to the 16-inch wheels. That's probably the easiest and cheapest, well, maybe not the cheapest, but it's going to be the guarantee that it's going to work, put it that way. because they are going to be slightly larger diameter. There's obviously going to be clearance there. And I know Vintage Trailer Supply does sell steel 16-inch wheels with a 6-on-5.5 bolt pattern. I know 16-inch tires are a little bit more expensive than 15s, but that may be your... That might be the most sensible approach if you feel lucky on grinding, because, you know, I've never run into that, so I don't know how much grinding would